come together. We need to learn how to come together. If we're going to see mama one day, if we're going to see daddy one day, we need to learn how to come together. We need to stop hating one another. I'm bold enough, and I thank God for boldness, that if I have a problem with anybody, I'll go to them. I'm not going to let your blood be on my hands. If I have a problem with a preacher, I'm going to go to him. If I have a problem with a bishop, I'm going to go to him. If I have a problem with anybody in the church, I'm going to go to him. I'm not going to talk about you behind your back. I'm that much of a man, and I'm a man of God.
We know the word of God richly blessed you on today, and Bishop Wayne Thomas and the House of Praise Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church would love to invite you to come to any of their services. Sunday school beginning 10 o'clock a.m. First and third Sunday morning worship begins at 11:30 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study, 6 o'clock p.m. Fourth Saturday fellowship breakfast, 9:30 a.m. Bishop Wayne Thomas and First Lady Thomas would love to have you correspond with them. And if this message has indeed been a blessing to you, feel free to sow seed on good ground. You can correspond with them by writing them at P.O. Box 8325, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Join us again at the same time for Bishop Wayne Thomas and the House of Praise Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church right here on KAYT 88.1 FM. House of Praise Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church is located 1439 England Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone 318-664-6878.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina.
Good morning, Alexandria. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse and Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastor Lily B. and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Ironville, Louisiana. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jordan. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away. This means. Morning, morning, morning. This is Minister Reed. This morning we are talking about and praying for our children. What is so important today? What does the Bible say about raising children? Psalms 127:3 says, children are a heritage from the Lord. The Lord places them in families and give parents guidance and how they are to be raised. The goal of a good parenting is to produce wise children who know and honor God with their lives. Proverbs 23:24 shows the end result of raising children according to God's plan. God created the family, and his design was for a man and a woman to marry for life. Did y'all hear what I said? For life. And raise children to know and honor him. Amen? Mark 10:9. Regardless of the means by which they enter a family, children are a gift from God. And he cares about how they are raised. When God gives us gifts, he also gives clear instructions about their
gifts. Welcome, you're listening to Kate.
When God led the Israelites out of bondage, he commanded them to teach their children all he had done for them. Parents, leaders in the community, all elders, teach our children about God's goodness, his grace, and his mercy. You know, it's the goodness of God that draws us to Christ. Amen? He desires the generations to come and uphold his commandments from one generation to the next. But if we fail to instill God's law, there is no next generation. It's like everything will perish. Our society will quickly decline. And if you look around, we see that now. That's because we got to go back to the beginning. The word of God say charity begins at home, then spreads abroad. Amen? See, because if we don't teach the next generation, one generation from the next generation, there is nobody to uphold the society. Amen? Parents not only are responsible to their children, but an assignment from God to impart his values and truth in their lives. Ephesians 6:4 gives instruction. It says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the word. You know what that means? You got some parents that tease, ridicule, humiliate, in a form of punishment for our children. Talk down to them, call them knuckleheads. You never be nothing. You'll never go nowhere. You're so bad. We're supposed to encourage our children. The word of God says, speak things not of those worlds. Speak them into existence. We can form our children into what we want them to be with the words of our mouth and the word of God. Amen? We got to be careful, be consistent in what we say. Don't tell them one thing and we're doing another. Amen? Children, you're going to have to choose for them, and they live by what they learn. Amen? Children, train children the way God wants us to, as a father, slow to anger, patient, forgiving. God's discipline is designed to bring us to repentance and truth. God's discipline is designed to conform us to the image of Christ. To discipline someone means to make a disciple of him. Amen? As parents practice godly living and make spirit-controlled decisions, they can encourage their children to follow this example. The home is one of the best and toughest place to make disciples. Parenting is a high calling, whether you're a Christian or not. But if you are not actually trying to make disciples of your kids, you got a huge task before you. The good news is that Paul tells Timothy that all scriptures is useful for training in righteousness, which means there's plenty of help for parents in the Bible. But parents should use the word to make disciples in their homes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. This is Minister B. And I'm going to do affirmations over our children and grandchildren. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you and praise you for the promises in your word concerning our children and grandchildren. We affirm now that all of our children and grandchildren shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of our children and grandchildren in the name of Jesus. We thank you and praise you for the salvation of our children and grandchildren, and pray that they will love the Lord God with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their mind, might, and strength, and love their neighbors as thyself, according to your word in Deuteronomy 6:5, in Jesus' name. According to your word in 2 Corinthians 5:21, our children and grandchildren are the righteousness of God in him, and they are the head and not the tail, as promised in Deuteronomy 28:13. He who began a good work in our children and grandchildren will continue it until the day of Jesus Christ, as found in Philippians 1:6. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our children and grandchildren honor their father and mother according to Deuteronomy 5:16. And we do not provoke our children and grandchildren to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord as instructed in Ephesians 6:4. According to Philippians 2:3-4, we pray that nothing will be done by our children and grandchildren through selfish ambition or conceit. We praise God the Father in heaven that he is able to make all grace abound to our children and grandchildren, that they will always have all sufficiency in all good things and may have abundance for every good work in the name of Jesus. As written in Ephesians 5 and 17, our children and grandchildren are not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. In Colossians 4 and 6, the word says their speech is always with grace, seasoned with salt, that they might know how to answer each one. According to Psalms 34 and 10, our children and grandchildren seek the Lord and shall not lack any good thing. The Lord pours out his spirit on our offsprings and his blessings on our descendants, as written in Isaiah 49, 25 and 26. It is written that the Lord contends with those who contend with our children and grandchildren. Heavenly Father, according to your word in Psalms 112, 2 and 3, our children and grandchildren will be mightily on this earth, and the generation of the upright will be blessed, and the Lord gives us increase more and more, us and our children and grandchildren. Behold how good and pleasant it is for our children and grandchildren to dwell together in unity, as promised in your word in Psalms 133 and 1. According to your word in 2 John 1 and 2, our children and grandchildren prosper in all things and are in health, even as their souls are prospering in the name of Jesus. In 2 Peter 1, 3 and 4, your divine power has given to our children and grandchildren all things that pertain to life and godliness, as they have been given exceedingly great and precious promises. The Lord blesses our children and grandchildren and keeps them. He makes his face to shine up on our children and grandchildren. He is gracious unto them. He lifts up his countenance up on them and give them peace, according to his word in Numbers 6, 23 and 26. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that our children and grandchildren are kindly affectioned to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another, as promised in your word in Romans 12 and 10. According to your words in 1 John 2 and 20, our children and grandchildren have an anointing from the Holy One, and they know all things. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the blessings upon our children's lives, upon the work of their hand, and anywhere our children go, Lord God, we thank you for your angels of protection that is surrounding them like a shield, your angels of mercy, Lord God, your angels of perfection, and your grace and favor is upon all our children all the days of their lives. We thank you, Lord God, that our children have clarity of mind, clarity of sight, and clarity of reasoning in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that you're perfecting everything that is a concern of us and our children. Father God, we thank you making it rich in their lives and you adding no sorrow to them in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that you're separating our children from bad company, bad friends, bad things, and bad relationships in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord God, that every good and perfect gift come from you for our children to be used for your glory, your honor, and your praise in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that you're separating them from bad company, bad friends, and bad relationships in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that our children do not hunger and thirst after the things of this world, but they are thirsting after righteousness in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that you're keeping our children in safety today, wherever they go, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise that we are loading, that you load all our children with all your benefits daily for their good. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank our listening audience this morning. To correspond with this ministry, for our contact information, 318-729-0860 or 318-729-0860. 623-9500.